Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Welspun India Limited 3Q FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Biplab Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Zico, and welcome to Welspun India 3Q FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. Without further ado, I hand over the call to Mr. Salil Bawa. Over to you, sir.
Thanks. Thanks, Biplab, and good afternoon to all of you. On behalf of Welspun India, I welcome all of you to the company's Q3 FY23 earnings call. Along with me, we have with us today Ms. Dipali Goenka, Joint Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Altaf Jiwani, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. We hope you have had a chance to review the investor presentation that we have filed with the exchanges today. It will also be available on our website, www.welspunindia.com. During the discussion, we may be making references to this presentation. Please do take a moment to review the safe harbor statement in our presentation. As usual, we will start the forum with opening remarks by our leadership team, and then we'll open the floor for your questions. Once the call gets over, should you have any further queries that remain unanswered post the earnings call, please feel free to reach out to us. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to our Joint Managing Director and CEO. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Salil. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us today for our quarter three FY23 analyst call. I would like to share some perspectives on the operating highlights of our performance during the quarter under review, after which Sanjay would share some highlights from our financial metrics. We're delighted to share some of the great successes we achieved in our domestic consumer business during the quarter and current year. Domestic consumer business achieved yet another milestone of highest quarterly sales during quarter three of rupees 155 crores. YTD growth of the business is at 39%. Welspun brand has grown 50%. We have two power brands, Welspun and Spaces, and Welspun brand is the most widely distributed home textile brand in the country, with presence in 500+ towns and 10,600 outlets, a reach not hitherto achieved by any home textile player in India. We are aiming to reach 50,000 stores nationwide by FY26. Consumer business share in the overall revenues of the company has more than doubled from 3.7% in 2021 to 8.2% in quarter three FY23. Domestic business has been an investment phase consistently over the last few years, and we have been investing in marketing. 8.4% marketing spend in quarter three to strengthen the leadership position that we have. Despite the continuing large investment, the business has reached a near break-even EBITDA in the current year and is expected to be EBITDA positive in the next year. For efficient use of capital deployed in domestic business, we have been continually bringing down our net working capital. Major reductions have been in inventory holding from 123 days in 2019 to 82 days in December, and in debtors from 108 days in 2019 to 60 days in December. Our 360 degree campaign starring Akshay Kumar, Life Se Mango More, delivered 25 crore plus reach across TV, outdoor and digital media. The campaign helped in substantially improving recall for brand Welspun. As per the latest brand track, Welspun's total awareness scores have moved up substantially from 31% last year to 40% in FY22. Brand equity scores have also moved from 4 in 2020 to 8 this year, signifying increasing trust of the consumers in the brand Welspun. The growth of our global brands is equally very encouraging as we move towards realizing our vision of Har Ghar Welspun through owned and licensed brand portfolio. Our global branded businesses included Martha and Scott Living in US, as well as Christie in UK, has demonstrated resilience during the current year, growing to cross 100 million mark by quarter 3 FY23. Our domestic brands have grown 28% and licensed brands Scott Living and Martha Stewart continue to grow at 27% YTD basis. This is definitely a positive uptick in contrast to the overall market scenario. The share of overall brand has also increased to 22% of our overall revenues, up from 17% year on year. Our licensed brands of Martha, Scott Living and Creative Collab has given us substantially more shelf space with retailers, deepening our connect with the consumers in the United States of America. We are also happy to announce that we have entered into a licensing agreement with Disney for supplying home textiles products under their brand for the entire EU region and UK. This would not only shore up our EU revenues in the coming quarters, but also open up avenues with newer customers in the region, deepening our reach in these key markets. Added to this, expected FTA with UK and possibly EU would definitely give us an edge. With Martha and Scott Living in US, Christie in UK, and Spaces and Wellspun in India, addition of Disney in EU and UK would further strengthen our brand portfolio. In the current global environment, we see that the consumer's wallet share has shifted more towards experience, travel, hospitality, etc. The high inflation in US, the increasing interest rates by Fed and consumer changing preferences has led to high inventories with the retailers, which might take a couple of quarters to clear. In the backdrop of such uncertain global environment, revenues during Q3 23 stood at 1904 crore, down 22% year on year and 11% quarter on quarter basis. We are back to double digit EBITDA margin convincingly after a gap of 2 quarters, though the top-line growth has been a challenge in Q3 FY23. Out of 3 Cs, cotton, coal and container, which impacted our margin in the previous quarters, cotton and container have started correcting meaningfully, while coal prices continue to remain at elevated level, as is the case with the energy basket. As the commodity prices are normalizing and as the inventory at retailers' level starts correcting, coupled with revised prices at consumer level, we will see an uptick in demand for home textile, though due to current downward economic situation, it might take a couple of quarters to revive back to normal levels. We expect the high utilization and high operating efficiency along with the increased demand and lower input costs to mitigate the impact of lower price realization. Emerging businesses. Out of the emerging businesses, share of our retail, advanced textile and flooring businesses to our overall revenues has been steadily going up over last few years and is currently at 19% in Q3 FY23 YTD as compared to 14% in FY22. On YTD December basis, these businesses have grown by 19% during current year. The advanced textiles business witnessed a robust 45% growth Y on Y in Q3 FY23 on the back of increased capacity of spunless in Telangana, commissioned in March this year. Export business improved in Q3 for needle punch, and we also secured some prestigious orders in spunless. In wet wipes, 4 new variants of sheet masks have been developed for a global MNC for the domestic market. The softening of sea freight provides an opportunity for renegotiation of deals in many markets. Flooring business continued to witness some headwinds due to demand slowdown in US, mainly due to housing market slump. However, institutional commercial segment is significantly up in the US. Our foothold in other key markets, UK and ME, is continuing to strengthen with new customers being added every quarter. Australia is another market where we are making an entry. Flooring clocked a revenue of 168 crores, down 12% year on year, but up 6% quarter on quarter. On domestic market front in flooring, we are continuing to see substantial growth and good demand build up in commercial and institutional segments. Residential segments also started picking up. Domestic flooring hit its highest quarterly revenue with 79% growth Y on Y and 100% growth YTD. ESG. The new world order is moving towards greater adoption of ESG practices by the companies across the world, and they are being continually evaluated on the same. We at Wellspun have become the beacon when it comes to doing business responsibly and sustainably. We have stated our goal on adopting renewable energy for operations, and as a step in that direction, we have set up a facility at Anjar for utilizing blast furnace waste gas coming from a group company for power and steam generation to replace coal-based energy. This initiative has helped us reach 29% RE adoption in 23 against the set target of 20% RE by 25. We are also setting up a 30 megawatt solar power plant at our Anjar facility and have entered into a PPA with CleanMax for supplying around 2 megawatt of hybrid power to our WAPI facility. Both of these would be operational by end of Q1 FY24, which will further enhance our renewable energy portfolio. We are also glad to share that Welspun has received the Platinum Award for Environment Protection at the National FAME Awards 2022 for our efforts towards sustainability and controlling GHG emissions. With this, I would now like to hand over to Sanjay, who will take you through the financial highlights.
Thank you, Dipali, and greetings, everyone. I'll give a brief overview of the financial numbers for the quarter and 9 months of financial year 23 before we open for question and answer. During quarter 3 of 23, we reported revenues of 1,904 crore, down 22% YOY and 11% QOQ. YTD 9-month revenues was at 6,020 crore, down 14% on a like-to-like basis. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 229 crore, that is 12%, which is up Q&Q by 491 basis points, but lower by 155 basis points year-on-year. For year-to-date 9-month financial year 23, we have reported EBITDA of 554 crore, that is 9.2%, with a contraction of 608 basis points year-on-year on a like-to-like basis. Cotton prices and freight costs witnessed significant reduction during quarter 3, and the partial impact of same can be seen in our margins in quarter 3. The average cotton cost during quarter 3 was 69,000 candy per candy as compared to 83,000 rupees per candy in quarter 2 of financial year 23. Profit after tax after minority interest for the quarter is at rupees 42 crore vis-a-vis 9 crore last quarter, and 9-month financial year 23 PAT is 73 crore rupees vis-a-vis 473 crore on a year-on-year on like-to-like basis. Our consolidated EPS for quarter 3 of financial year 23 stands at 0.43 rupees per share as compared to 1.34 rupees per share year-on-year. 9-month financial year 23, it stands at 0.74 rupees per share vis-a-vis 4.78 rupees per share on a like-to-like basis. On the forex front, our average exchange realization for the US dollar during quarter 3 was 79.80 rupees compared to 76.59 rupees in the corresponding quarter last year. To rein in the inflationary conditions, governments world over and in India has been continually increasing interest rates, and we witnessed more of such increase in quarter 3 as well. Further increases also look imminent. We have, however, continually strive to deleverage and reduce our debt levels to control our finance costs and make our leveraging better. We continue to use free cash flow to reduce our debt, and in quarter 3 of financial year 23, we have prepaid high interest cost term loans amounting to rupees 46 crore, which is steadily taking us towards making the core business long-term debt-free in a couple of quarters. At the end of quarter 3 of financial year 23, net debt stood at 1,909 crore. This is 89 crore lower than 1,998 crore a quarter ago and 633 crore lower than 2,542 crore a year ago. The expansion projects of flooring, advanced textile and home textile businesses, which were in different stages of progress, had some balancing capex remaining, which we plan to complete during financial year 23. In 9 months of financial year 23, we have spent 239 crore towards these and other maintenance capex. With all expansions being over, there would be no new capex except for investing in renewable energy initiatives through JVs for judicial capital allocation. Segmental results. For quarter 3 of financial year 23, core business of home textile revenue stood at 1758 crore versus 2011 crore rupees in quarter 2 financial year 23, down by 13% Q1Q and YOY down 22% from 2251 crore during the same period last year. YTD 9 month of financial year 23 core business revenue totaled to rupees 5621 crore as compared to 6613 crore on a like to like basis, down 15%. Quarter 3 EBITDA of home textiles stood at 206 crore at 11.7% as compared to 6.3% Q1Q and 13.9% year on year. 9 month financial year 23 EBITDA of home textile is at 505 crore rupees at 9% compared to 16.1% YOY on a like to like basis. During the quarter, revenues from flooring business was 168 crores, up by 6% QOQ but down 12% year on year. EBITDA was almost at same level at 3 crore rupees as compared to 4 crore rupees quarter on quarter. YTD 9 month financial year 23 flooring business recorded revenues of 497 crore as compared to 472 crore rupees year on year, growing by 5%. And the 9 month EBITDA of flooring business was 9 crore rupees as compared to a loss of 11 crore rupees during the same period previous year. With this, I will leave the floor open for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Roshan with B&K Security. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. So the first question is with Bed Bath & Beyond planning to file for insolvency, does it have any impact on our current quarter or maybe the next quarter? That is my first question.
Yeah. Hi, Roshan. Thanks.
Hi.
We have a very robust credit control policy as driven by our board. And accordingly, we are fully covered as far as credit is concerned, either in terms of LC or in terms of advances or in terms of insurance. We, however, do not comment on any particular customer, but we can say that there is no cause of concern.
That's helpful. Coming to the next question, can you provide some more color on the deal with Disney, maybe the opportunity size in that line?
The deal with Disney is in UK and Europe. This actually opens more doors for us, I think, and also a different segment. So while when we talk about the home textile segment, this segment opens doors for kids, young adults, and babies. So that is, again, one big segment that it opens, and the doors for different retailers, which we are not even aware of. So that is the opportunity that it has in UK and Europe, Russia.
Can you provide some colors in terms of how much energy savings we will be having once both the plants are operational, that Anjar and Vapi plant plant being operational?
Roshan, we will be replacing almost 29% of our energy, and the price differential currently at the current cost, it's substantial. And as you know, it keeps changing based on the coal cost. But as we go along, it will be substantially reducing the energy costs over the next 2 years for us.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's all from my side. I'll join back in the queue. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Prerna Junjunwala with Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, couple of questions to understand the results better. First, I wanted to understand the improvement in utilization for bath linen this quarter, while bed continues to remain sluggish. So just wanted to understand the demand scenario across products. That will be helpful.
Sure, Prerna. So just let me give you a perspective. So, the private label has a very unique thing in the terms of the kind of demand. And we all know that the inventories, there's still a glut of inventories that a few retailers are carrying. So definitely the offtake in bath is better because the ticket size of bath is lesser. And also the demand starts to mobilize in few retailers. Bed is slow, and we also see it slow in the next quarter as well. It will actually depend on the businesses that we are doing in with these retailers, because you must know that 80% of our businesses are replenishment businesses. And as the inventory starts aligning there, the demand will also open. And Prerna, I must tell you one more thing, that the private label right now, with the kind of this whole inventory kind of a rationalization will happen, few quarters might see an uptake, the next quarter might see a lull. The stability of this business and the consistency will start coming in after a quarter, I think in the latter half of half one.
Ma'am, I couldn't hear latter half of?
The half one.
Okay.
Next year. Financial year half one. Yes.
Okay. Understood. And how is the demand in the flooring business?
So flooring has also taken its toll in USA right now because of the whole housing market, as you all know, has been impacted with the whole the recessionary impact that you're seeing there. However, I must also say that the Indian market has been a bright spot for us. So Indian market has grown 100% year on year. And also we see a great demand here in these institutions and hospitality. In America and Europe as well, we have opened up doors with few mega distributors and also with institutions and few more organizations like that, and also big box retailers. However, flooring might take a couple of quarters to get back in US and UK, but Middle East, Southeast Asia continue to be our brighter spots there as well. So definitely in quarter one, quarter two, we'll see an uptake there too.
Yeah, understood. Ma'am, I wanted to understand the competition from international markets now that we're hearing that Pakistan is facing problems with respect to cotton availability or funding or gas issues and etc. Are we seeing some business shifting to India or thereby to Wellspun, or better inquiries from Europe or US because of the product? And I mean, you can gauge from the product profile whether it is diversion of products from Pakistan to India, and thereby that helps us in the near term scenario where we are disadvantaged at this point in time in terms of demand.
Yeah, that's a very good question, but I think I just tell you one thing. Last quarter, we lost our share of 4% in towels and 7% in sheets to Pakistan and China. And definitely, their currency, has put an advantage to them. More so, their cotton was cheaper than our cotton. Now, as we move forward towards the cotton, you know that the cotton crops coming in, the prices are coming down. Right now, we are seeing the cotton prices are around 62,000. So definitely, India cotton prices are better. But somewhere, though these challenges remain, Prerna, but they continue to be and participate very, very aggressively. But yes, India stands to gain in the terms of stability and the democracy that we are.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. This is helpful. I'll come back with the question to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prerna.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kosubh Pawanskar with Sher Khan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, ma'am. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. My question is on the domestic consumer business. As you said that you are planning to reach around 50,000 stores by FY 2026. So what kind of revenue, opportunity do you see from the domestic market? Because we, from our internal analysis or whatever study, what we could see that Welspun as a brand is penetrating deeply into the retail shops. So considering that, what is the opportunity you see, and what is the organized and unorganized play in this space, you know, where you see a bigger opportunity?
So first of all, I must tell you that, you know, we have two brands, Spaces and Welspun. The addressable market for Spaces is around, say, around, around 2,000 to 3,000 crores. But if I talk about, the market and the addressable market that Welspun has, that is far bigger, which is around, 48,000 crores as India grows and in FY26. And when I look at our Welspun's, reach, we are not only looking at metros. Our reaches are going to go to tier 2, tier 3 and tier 4. And we see our categories when we're talking about addressable marketing, the categories that we're talking about are towels, sheets, rugs, and carpets. We see our revenues to go up to, our target is around 1,700 crores by 2026. And this is something done at the back of lot of study. So when we talk about that today, we are at around over 10,500 stores. 1,000 stores have been added this quarter. We are going to continue to keep on adding this because we absolutely have the clarity about which tier, which cities and towns are we going to be targeting.
Ma'am, it is fair to assume that the domestic consumer business plus the emerging business would be the some of the key drivers for you, along with the stability you are saying you will able to see after 2 to 3 quarters in your core home textile business for FY24 and 25.
Yes, absolutely. So while if I look at Welspun's portfolio, so we have a core business, that is the home textile business, which is our exports. That will continue to be where, and it will continue to grow. And not only the back of towel and sheets, we're also doing rugs, carpets, and utility bedding. And our licensed brands will get that shelf space. Our licensed brands got 175% extra shelf space with Martha and Scott in the United States. And now as we spoke about Disney license in UK and Europe, that will also give us additional, doors in these parts of the world. We will definitely have a focus of a retail brand in India, which definitely is going to be the way forward for us. And we all know that the India is going to be a big growth story. So that is where we want to participate in this with Har Ghar Welspun. Along with that, our opportunity in flooring. So while flooring has been a little slow globally, but as the markets open up, the housing market opens up, that will also grow. But I think the GCC countries, Southeast Asia and India will be the brighter spots there. And also with Welspun Advanced Textile, which has our wet wipes, that there also we'll see a great opportunity as well. So this quarter, our emerging businesses contributed around 19% and they'll continue to grow stronger as well.
And two bookkeeping questions, if I can. One, what was the average cost of debt for this quarter? And what is the overall capex we are looking for FY 2023 and FY 2024?
Yeah. So average freight has been coming down. So quarter three average freight was about $5,300, as against $9,000 in quarter two. And this is continually coming down. We are now seeing freights of about $3,500. Your second question was on CapEx. So we have spent about 239 crore in this financial year. In 9 months, we'll spend another 20-odd crore or so. So 250, 260 crore will be the CapEx this year, with all expansion will be over. Next year, our CapEx will be about 200 crore in the power plant that we are putting up, the renewable energy, and additional 150 crore of maintenance capex, so about total 350 crore next year.
Right. And what was the average cost of debt for this quarter?
So average cost of debt for us is about 5.5%.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for that.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Vivek Gandhi with Discovery Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. So we've obviously had a combination of a hit in terms of our clients having excess, you know, inventory. And on the flip side, some amount of like conservative ordering, even expectations around slowdown, you know. But just to understand, is the kind of like numbers we saw over the last few quarters, as in the Q1, Q2 of FY23, are those actually aberrations because of the COVID, the actually excesses which were there, or are these the numbers we can aspire to reach again in a few years, and how should we think about that?
So I think definitely I'll tell you the spike that we saw in 21-22 have been the COVID aberration, and I think now as we see you know, the things, you know, where they are in the terms of recession and where the impact is, we will see it coming to the pre-COVID levels. I mean, we never see the COVID levels coming back. But the pre-COVID levels should be coming back in the latter half of half one and half two. That's where we will see that. And I must also share right now that, you know, our if we talk about the consumer's wallet share, I mean, it has, the home and kitchen has dropped by literally 20%. And the wallet share is going towards experience, travel, and you know, and that's where people are, you know, spending their monies right now. But yes, last to last year was an aberration, but we will definitely come back to pre-COVID levels, and that will happen in the latter half of half one and half two as well.
Got it. And just the, and just a specific question on your rugs specifically. You know, I know India's share in rugs is quite low. So is that an area where we expect to continue to see growth which is higher than industry growth?
Definitely. I would say that, and I will also say that the next quarter we will see our rugs capacity at an optimum level, and that is something we are seeing, where the impact of China is playing, and we have been able to get one of the largest programs globally in rugs in United States of America.
Got it. And just the last question is that, is there anything you guys are picking up with regards to the FTA with the UK?
So we are waiting. We are waiting, and I think that definitely is something we will see happening, you know, soon. Hopefully soon, I guess so. But definitely there is a lot of positivity towards India, the stability of businesses, because we have heard from a lot of, you know, retailers as well, that India, I mean, however, Pakistan may be more competitive, but the stability comes in from India in the terms of, you know, the supply chain as well.
Good. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prathamesh Sawant with Axis Security Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Sawant, your line has been unmuted. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Abhineet Anand with MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First, to Sanjay, in terms of, you know, the both cotton from 69,000 candy, you said an average for 3Q, which corrected to around 60,000 now, and same is the case with freight, you know, that's also corrected. So even if we assume a same demand scenario, which implies the revenue numbers, our margins should still, you know, improve going into Q4, right?
See, we are not giving any direction, but as of now, it looks like that it will be more or less the same.
Okay, and why do you say that? I mean, given that RM of two of the large things.
So I will just like to pitch in here. It is also owing to the demand that will come in the quarter four as well. So I think fundamentally, when we talk about commodities and the others, it also owes to the top line as well. So as the top line comes in, the margins will come in. So we definitely feel that they are going to be at par or maybe better than what we are talking about today.
Okay. Second is, you know, while at the start, Dipali ma'am did and mention, you know, inventory positions and retailers being at high positions, and we have been, you know, a lot of calls on this, that for the last 3-4 quarters this happening. Directionally, I want to understand, if we take, let's assume, in the last 3 quarters, are those numbers reducing, or we are going into better position, or it is still something like the inventory levels are too high and, you know, we'll have to wait for another few quarters more?
So I'll just give you a perspective here. There are few retailers like the clubs and the discounters. They might take an offtake because the discounters have their OTBs opening up every quarter or every month. But for some big mass retailers, it has been there's a glut of inventory, and it might take one more quarter or so to mobilize. Whereas the clubs, the bigger clubs, have opened up considerably, and we see that there would be an uptake there. But however, I must also add on here, the departmental stores are still running very, very slow and tepid. We've already, I can only, and I will again reinstate that the businesses as private label, we'll see that, you know, there might be one quarter, there'll be a spike in demand of certain retailers, hence you'll see a peak. The next time there'll be a trough. The stability and the consistency will come in when the retail, retailers get a stable footfall, and that we are seeing happening in the latter half of half one.
Okay. Secondly, you know, UK, I just wanted to understand how big is this market with, you know, Disney, partnership that we have done. I just want to understand in terms of HT, how big is this market? And what can Indian players like Welspun, you know, look for in the next 4-5 years, and considering that, you know, FTA talks are on?
So I'll tell you, UK is not just made up of the big retailers that you have heard about, but there are other retailers who have, chains of 400 stores, 1,000 stores, and that is not just UK. I think Europe, again, is a very big opportunity. With the kind of countries that you have in Europe that make up the Europe Union, I think the opportunity is also in Europe, where there are stores which have the chain stores which have around 3,000 stores, 2,000 stores, and that's where we see a great opportunity here. And it is a different category segment you are talking about. You are talking about babies, kids, and young adults, and where the discretionary spend is something that we see that, you know, people don't, have a kind of, they don't look at their wallets here.
That will be a new segment for us as well. It's more like garmenting, right?
Yes, and it could be like fast fashion because there are trends, there are designs, there's movement. So definitely that is where we are seeing the opening happening. And more doors, newer doors in UK and Europe.
So we need to also strengthen our team accordingly, right? Because we don't have a portfolio presently of that sort.
No, we do have. If I must say that, I must share with you that we have design studios in US, UK and India. And we have our teams, like if you look at Martha and Scott, which are continuing to grow stronger and gaining foothold in countries like Canada and along with USA, we already have a team in USA working towards that. And UK, we already have our offices in Manchester and our design studios there. So our teams are working in India as well. So it's a great team, teamwork that works through here. So we are very, very confident to build this up.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Vineet Anchalia with Wise Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, ma'am. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. I would request the management to cooperate a bit. So first question is on the term on flooring. China dumping, how would you see that going ahead?
So we have seen kind of in India, where China dumping is something that is now the government has taken measures here. So that will be something in the hard flooring. We are going to see an advantage in India. And moving forward, I think the made in India will stay strong here. And we will see a great opportunity in India coming through. When we talk about USA and the other countries, Europe and the others, as the slowdown is behind us, definitely the residential will also open up. However, hospitality and institutions are growing. We also see a demand in GCC countries and Southeast Asia.
Right. I would like the management, I mean, you all to give us more update on Spunlace and all these, because we are not exactly understanding what all the products are. And I have a small confusion regarding the mattresses business. Are we doing it in-house or else how it is? And what are the other related products we are into in this?
So can we give you a complete detailed thing? Salil will reach out to you along with Sanjay. We can give you a complete detailed insight into the whole Spunlace and what we do here. Because it will take some time, but we can explain to you. So what we are doing here, that could be something that can be taken offline. You spoke about mattresses as well. Mattresses is something that we are doing in a brand spaces. So we are working as a we are working as a job work there, where we are working towards creating our own brand label there. And however, any detailed thing on products you need, our teams can reach out to you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I have a few more questions. I'm basically a third generation businessman into textiles. I'm a dealer for Raymond and Irwin from Vishakhapatnam, though I manage my own portfolio and all these things. So I have done a bit scuttlebutt. So just relating questions I've been asking you. As you said, in terms of retail franchisees or else shop-in-shop or exclusive stores, whatever way you are going to expand over 50,000-60,000 outlets by next 3 years. So what is the expertise do you have that you've been so bullish opening such huge stores going forward?
So I must tell you that I've been working since my journey began with retail in 2003. And from that time onwards, I actually began my journey with Spaces. And now I can tell you that I have a team that comes in from the FMCG background. The CEO of the company comes in from FMCG, Mondelez, Amazon. And we have a great team working towards that. So we are very, very confident. And whatever we've said is not just done overnight. It is done with the study, with the demographics, the city, the towns, and the kind of potential with these stores, the amount of stores in one area. So this is not something that has just blossomed overnight. Also, I mean, we also, as we spoke about, we also have a software which we are working so that, you know, we can actually see what are the stores our salespeople have attended to every day, what are the turnarounds that we are having. So all that has been taken care of here. So this time, this is not just done by just committing these numbers. So these 11,000 stores are also done by the journey plan and the plan that we have. And that is all done sacrosanct quarter on quarter.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. So while we continue to grow our business globally in home textile, flooring and advanced textile and expand the portfolio brands, we are very upbeat about our domestic consumer business, which we aspire to grow at a CAGR of 30 to 35% over next 3 to 4 years to realize a vision of Har Ghar Se Har Dil Tak Welspun. India is the brightest spot in the global economy, being the fifth largest economy in the world, moving towards becoming the third. India market will remain a very important market for our future growth in the entire home solution space, not only in towels, bed sheets and rugs, but also in flooring and advanced textiles. Thank you for your continued interest in Welspun India. For any further queries, please feel free to connect with Salil and Sanjay.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.